الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to our new Eid series, Modesty is a Branch of Faith. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Indeed, Allah Almighty has appointed an angel to my grave, to whom he has granted the ability to hear the voices of all the creation. So, whoever sends Salat upon me until the day of judgment, that angel informs me of his name and the name of his father, and says, so and so, son of so and so, has sent this salat upon you." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali." That is, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. You will listen to this episode till the very end, and whatever you learn from this episode, inshallah, you'll try to apply in your real life. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, modesty is such an attribute that a believer's life is incomplete without it. This is an important requirement from the requirements of Iman. It is a good quality from the good qualities. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is no doubt in the fact that modesty is a strong fortress that protects one from disgrace and humiliation. And when a person exceeds the boundaries of modesty, he continues to sink into the depths of shamelessness and immodesty. A person also has many habits and qualities, but modesty is such an attribute that if this quality is removed from a person's speech, conduct, habits, and character, then many other virtuous qualities and good habits are also affected. The importance of many other attributes is lost when modesty ends and such a person falls in the sight of people too. Animals also have ways to express their sorrow, joy, and anger, whereas modesty is such an attribute which is found only in humans, and it is one of the basic differences between animals and humans. If one loses modesty in his tone, body, language, and habits, so the other good qualities are also lost, and such a person loses his respect despite having all other attributes. As long as a person is modest, he stays safe from disgrace, and when he loses his modesty, he keeps on doing even a cheap and filthy work. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, "When you do not have modesty, so do whatever you want." It has become obvious that one of the reasons for avoiding an evil act is modesty. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, firstly, let's hear what modesty is. The attribute that protects from the act that is disliked in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal and His creation is called modesty. Islam and modesty have a similar relation which soul bears to the body. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Undoubtedly, modesty and faith are connected together. So when one gets away, the other one is also taken away." Therefore, the enemies of Islam are seen attacking the modesty of Muslims. It is not hidden from anyone that attacks are being made on modesty in the society in the name of dramas, films, advertisements, morning shows, etc. As a matter of fact, if the manners and habits of men spoil, society starts spoiling. But when this disease spreads amongst women, generations are destroyed. Therefore, no matter whether it is a man or a woman, Islam urges both to become modest, and modesty has been declared the basis of all ethics. It is stated in a blessed hadith, the Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated, undoubtedly, every religion has a khulq, and the khulq of Islam is modesty. Islam is the only religion that promotes modesty. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has bestowed such teachings upon us by acting upon which the whole society can become modest. Islamic teachings develop the attribute of modesty existing in human nature and then adorn it with wisdom, thus beautifying the human traits. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's hear about the beautiful modesty of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was more modest than an unmarried parda observing girl. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahu Akbar Kabira. It was the result of his modesty protecting environment that Sayyidina Umme Khallad radiallahu ta'ala anha, whose son was martyred in a battle, reached the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wearing niqab in order to get information about her son. Someone surprisingly said, you are observing parda even at this time? She replied, I have definitely lost my son, but not modesty. Allahu Akbar Kabira, Allahu Akbar Kabira. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's hear further about the modesty of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In this regard, the renowned companion, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states the following regarding the modesty of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was even more shy than an unmarried girl behind her veil. The famous Mufassir Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states in the commentary of this hadith, he says, when a girl is about to get married, she is seated in a corner of the house. During this time, the girl feels extremely shy. She also feels shy of her family members. She does not talk openly with anyone. The shyness of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was even more than this. Modesty is a special jewel of a person. The stronger the faith, the more modesty there will be. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we're hearing about the modesty of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The more one has the nur of iman, the more he will become modest. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Haya, that is modesty, is from iman, that is faith. The people who promote mixed gatherings, dresses not covering sitr, so-called open-mindedness and complete freedom of whatever one wants to do by considering them to be steps towards innovation and progress should think how much nur of faith they have lost. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, immodesty renders a thing defective in which it exists, and modesty adorns a thing in which it exists. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if we read history, we will come to know that obscenity and immodesty was common amongst Arabs in the period of ignorance, that is the period before the arrival of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Free mixing of men and women, taking gratification from women singing and dancing was common. The major poets of Arabia would proudly mention the inappropriate gestures and charms of women in their poetry. Similarly, upon the father's death, some people would marry his wife, that is their own stepmother. There were many obscene and immodest customs that were common amongst them. In summary, the period of ignorance did not even have a distant connection with modesty. But when the embodiment of modesty, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, arrived in this world to illuminate the world with his luminary teachings, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam created such an environment with his modest gaze that the light of modesty began to shine all over the world. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, the pleasant environment of modesty was created in such a society that was very, very far away from modesty, where it was considered outrageous to become modest in the environment. People like Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu were born, about whom the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself said, even the angels of the skies observe modesty from Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have learned that beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam created a fantastic environment based on modesty among his followers. Today we observe that modesty is being suppressed. Those people who are shy, who naturally possess some modesty, are often mocked when they express their modesty. Some will say, why are you shying like a girl? Another will say, he's more shy than a girl. Some will utter things such like, he behaves like a girl. Others say, be a man, don't be a woman. And some will say, he's a girl. Such naysayers should keep in mind that modesty is such a quality that the more one has of it, the more goodness it brings to him. It is for this reason that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, modesty only brings goodness. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we heard before, Sayyidina Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam possessed more modesty than even a veiled girl. Since the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was an embodiment of Noor and modesty himself, hence he made the entire society modest and dignified with his sacred teachings. Every resident of that society started to become modest. To conclude our episode, let's listen to some lessons that we learned from this. If we want to create an environment of modesty in our home, then we must first develop modesty within ourselves. If we want our family members to abstain from unveiling, then we must become an embodiment of modesty ourselves first. If we want our family members to avoid the obscene visuals of movies and dramas, then we must first boycott films and dramas ourselves. If we do not want our family members to dress immodestly, then we must first abstain from immodest clothing ourselves. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel English. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, tomorrow we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.